Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you're DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Save up to 40% when you buy two or more. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
My hope is that our democracy will never be the same. So when Big Pharma and Big Tech, when DTE and Blue Cross come a knocking saying, you know what, this is our democracy and we're going to own it, from here on out, we can always point and say, no, this is the people's democracy and we will always own it.
Big victory, but a very small margin from Abdul El Sayed in Michigan. They didn't call that race until this morning. Josh Krasauer, 97.1 FM Talk political insider, the editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider, is with us. The polling showed that that was not going to be as close, but it did kind of come down to the wire, didn't it, Josh?
Surprisingly so, and it goes to show that polling these days can be very unpredictable and not very reliable. But yeah, I mean, it reflected the divides within the Democratic Party, and those divides, even with the endorsement.
You hit the wrong button.
Did I hit? That might have been something that I did, actually.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like I just hung up on him and dropped the call, didn't I?
Yeah, it sounded that way.
I'm sorry about that.
Hold on, Fred, did you hear that?
Fred is going to get... This is, again, one of those situations where I'm disadvantaged because I don't have line of sight with the producers, so I never know.
He's on it. Daniel's on it.
Yeah, I think that was Mark's fat thumb hitting the drop button, which is not good. And if I had locked Josh in properly into the phone line, I don't think that would happen. So we'll get him back on here because I want his thoughts about El Sayed and everything that happened in Michigan. They are trying him right now, you're telling me? They're dialing him? Because I don't even see anything kind of working on my phone line right now.
Hold on, he's got it.
Okay. I don't want to go. I can start talking about other things.
Nope.
Josh, I think that was my fault. I'm sorry about that. I think I just pressed the wrong button. So El Sayed, go.
Well, I was saying that the divisions, I mean, this is a huge example of just the divisions in the Democratic Party. That's why the race was so close. You had moderate voters, black voters, Jewish voters making up the Haley Stevens coalition, and the left exemplified by young college students and progressives and, you know, and even some like white, the wine mom coalition. Also swung towards El Sayed. But look, especially on the issues of concern to the Jewish community, his acceptance and tolerance of anti-Semitism, his use of anti-Semitic rhetoric, his fervent opposition to Israel, those are leaving some scars beyond the nomination. And I think those are going to be very relevant as we head to the general election, as he faces a very strong Republican candidate, Mike Rogers.
Is it a mistake, however, to... I make a lot of mistakes when it comes to political predictions. I got a few right here in Missouri last night, Josh. We can talk about that in a second. But I remember thinking, man, who's going to elect somebody named Barack Hussein Obama, right? And with this guy in Michigan, there's a huge Muslim population. Is it a mistake for talk show hosts, people like me, and even Republican lawmakers and people in the party to think that El Sayed is just a gift?
Well, the environment is going to be tough for Republicans across the country. So anyone who has a D by their name is going to have some good tailwinds in the November election. But this is the type of candidate in El Sayed that is so ideologically to the left that those are the types of candidates that have frequently lost very winnable races in swing states and districts across the country. Todd Akin in Missouri is an example on the Republican side back in 2012. The wind was at the Republican Party's back, and Missouri was becoming a pretty Republican state. But when you take ideologically extreme positions, history has shown you lose a lot of political points along those lines. The thing I would, you mentioned Obama, and I think that's a good parallel. Because Obama was having a funny middle name, and that was one very, I think, crude attack that Republicans were using against Barack Obama back in 2007 when he first ran for president. What did Obama do when he had to deal with the question of his very controversial and anti-American preacher that he attended church?
The Reverend Wright. Well, here, I know what happened there. The legacy media just completely ignored it, and guys like me kept playing sound bites from him all over and over again. So, and Rush Limbaugh did too, but the legacy media didn't want to touch it. That's what happened there.
But here's the difference. And times have changed. That was 2008. But he gave a speech, probably one of the better speeches of his political career, condemning the attitudes and the ideology. Now, did he mean it? You can debate that. But he distanced himself from Wright, and he knew how politically toxic and potent that issue was. Go fast forward to 2026 with El Sayed in Michigan. He campaigned in the final day of the campaign with Hassan Piker, who thinks Hamas is better than Israel, who likes Cuba and China and every totalitarian regime he can praise. And it said America deserved 9/11.
Yeah, right.
Echoed Jeremiah. So
these are excellent points. Yes, these are excellent points. But so then how does he, because we know that these people, either Republicans, Democrats, they run to the radical side, if you will, in the primaries. How does he walk away from that in the general? I just don't know how you can, unless, once again, the media just gives him a pass on this.
Well, the media may get, the Republicans are not going to give him a pass like Haley Stevens. I mean, look, the way the Democrats, I understand, I don't necessarily, I think given how ideologically different the Democratic Party is than where it was in 2008, if Haley Stevens attacked El Sayed for, she did go after him a little bit on Hassan Piker, but if she really focused on the extremism and the Islamist comments and rhetoric and anti-Semitism, if she went really full bore, I think there was a part of the Democratic Party that would have called her Islamophobic and would have said, we don't want to vote for you. Whereas in a general electorate, you're not playing to the base. And there's all, the notion that can you win in a state like Michigan by palling around with a podcaster who said America deserved 9/11? All you have to do, Mark, is look at the Mike Rogers campaign ads today. That is the front and center message. So that was not mentioned much by Haley Stevens. Now, I don't know if it was political malpractice or not. Democratic base voters don't seem to, they call it Islamophobic if you raise anything like that. These are factual, undisputed pieces in the factual record. So Republicans are not going to play kid ball with Abdul El Sayed, and there's going to be a lot more attack ads where that came from.
There should be. Do you have any other reactions from across the country? We didn't know if Cori Bush might be able to mount, a serious attack against Wesley Bell. In the end, it wasn't, he won by a big margin. So here in St. Louis, our DSA candidate went down. But again, she had Piker come in, but really nobody else, came in for her, and she didn't have the money. So she's done, I think, politically, I can say. But did you make any other observations from across the country in some of these races?
Well, look, I think that was a silver lining for, when you look at the results last night, I think there were a lot of moderates in the party that were almost expecting that race to be close and expecting El Sayed to win in a blowout. And
yeah, right.
We didn't even know El Sayed won. He won by 1 point exactly. It wasn't called till today. And Cori Bush lost by 22 points. So there is some fight. One lesson from both of the results is that black voters cannot stand these DSA socialist candidates. They rejected, even in the city of St. Louis, Cori Bush, and they went with Wesley Bell. And if you look at the city of Detroit, the black precincts went overwhelmingly for Haley Stevens. So the moderate, this is the black voters and the Jewish voters. If Democrats can kind of recreate the black Jewish alliance from generations past, it's a very potent force along with party leaders and institutions. But the problem is you have these college, you know, a lot of college students, and frankly, the what I would call like the wine mom constituency, which used to be Republican. It used to be these are country club type Republican voters in the suburbs that would never even think about voting for a socialist, would never even consider voting for someone like Abdul El-Sayed. But when you look at where Haley Stevens, or sorry, where El-Sayed did particularly well, it was in Grand Rapids. It was in Kent County, one of the wealthiest counties in Michigan. Haley Stevens barely won her home county, the suburban county of Oakland County, only won it by about 7 points of a big underperformance. The suburbanites are actually swinging socialists.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a real
That's frightening.
Wake up call.
So why, you know, it's interesting. I don't know who it was. When I got home, I was doing coverage here last night and I was watching CNN and somebody made that point about the DSA candidates and African-Americans not really liking that. Is there a theory on that?
Well yeah, I think there's a lot of real world experience that black voters appreciate where experience matters, moderation matters. Pie in the sky promises, radicalism never works out well. I think Jews, frankly, feel the same thing. I mean, El-Sayed clearly had anti-Semitic record, anti-Israel rhetoric. It was off the charts. But you know, I think Jewish voters tend to support moderate candidates as well, just because of their own experiences. So there's all that shared, you know, to use the word lived experience that we've heard these pie in the sky radical promises, and it's never worked out well, both for the black community and I think the Jewish community as well. El-Sayed, he used the word bloodthirsty this morning to describe Israel, which is a echoing of blood libels and really anti-Semitic and dangerous rhetoric that we've heard in past episodes in world history. I mean, this is the type of revolutionary El-Sayed wants to be, and he's not running away from that. He is running as a revolutionary who wants to transform the Democratic Party, and that's the type of stuff that people who need to pay for their bills, need to make ends meet, understand the real important issues that affect people's day-to-day lives. That, you know, black voters are the most moderate faction within the party because they understand those issues front and center, and they were not buying El-Sayed's rhetoric.
How much money are they going to spend in this race in Michigan? I mean, tens and tens of millions. They spent $70 million just on that race, right?
Well, yeah, well, you know, and a lot of attention has been paid to AIPAC spending over $30 million in the Michigan primary. You know, what's interesting is like they played the role that typically a Democratic Party leadership group who didn't, you know, usually you have Democrats like Chuck Schumer or other party leaders that pick favorite candidates because they think they're the most electable, and then they spend on their behalf because they want them to be the nominee. But because the Democrats were a little too chicken to pick fights within the party and take sides, AIPAC filled that role in the primary on behalf of Haley Stevens. In the general election, you're going to be seeing a lot more national party money. I mean, Republicans are going to be spending tens of millions of dollars. Republicans know how important Michigan is to keeping the Senate majority if they win that seat, and they know how vulnerable El-Sayed is as a candidate. Now, again, the winds are at the Democrats' back. The party or the national environment, given where Donald Trump stands, should be favorable to a Democrat in Michigan. But they're testing the limits of nominating someone as radical and part of the left.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch cover, right, for guys like you and I. Really interesting. Josh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. How'd you guys do at the trade deadline, by the way?
We did a little different than St. Louis. We sold our some of our top assets, which it's a little much. Well, the season, I think, is now kind of written off. But,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know, we did okay. Like, the Brewers fans feel like we fleeced them for these prospects. This one kid who's 18 years old is really, really good. So we feel pretty good. And, you know, it's a rebuild. Unfortunately, Jordan Walker has a knee issue right now. He's not in the lineup again. But I know that we, you know, the fans here know we're in the rebuild, Josh. So, you know, we're educated that way. But thanks for coming on this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, take care. He's a big Nationals fan, so we talk baseball a lot. He's a fantasy baseball guy, too, which is even too complicated.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.